It's continuing coverage of NICL basketball. Halftime of the boys game. It's Applin-Parkersburg 31, Dyke New Hartford 23. Joining me right now is AP Girls head coach Brady Driscoll following a 38-32 road victory over Dyke New Hartford. And man, a low scoring affair. Not a ton of made shots for either side tonight. The percentages weren't great, but I guess bottom line is, you know, you're able to come on the road and get the victory here tonight.
That's kind of what we talked about too in the locker room after the game was, you know, whether it's 2-0 or 100-98, as long as we're the higher number, we'll take it, especially at this point in the year. Playing people for the second time around, you know that they'll have you better scouted and they'll have improved. And you'd hope that we'd improve too. Still, you know, some offensive rebounds that we gave up and probably a couple second chance points, or we got the defensive rebound and just didn't clear it and they hung around and kind of pressed a little bit and got some baskets that way. But, you know, Quinlan not feeling well at all. Had to give her extended break. She wasn't herself quite tonight, but gave us what she could. Tough kid. And luckily team-wise, you know, came away with the win.
Yeah, and so certainly you had mentioned the absence of, well, not total absence of Quinlan Schultz, but being a big factor in her limited minutes here tonight. When it comes to maybe addressing some of these difficulties here as we're, getting closer and closer to February, what do you think that looks like for you guys? How do you, you know, hope to bounce back from a game like this where, again, you know, you get the win in the win-loss column, but this isn't going to cut it against, you know, other teams down the stretch?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the next three games are pretty big for us, and good teams. I think all Jessup, GR, and Denver all probably have three or less losses. So they've been winning games. Start with Jessup. They always play extremely hard. They get up in you and try to turn you over, just like, you know, kind of we try to do too. And they have a big kid, good offensive rebounder, and GR has a lot of length this year. And then obviously we know what Denver has. Just ramping up the pressure, finding shooters and playing solid defense, and then trying to just put together efficient offensive possessions and trying to get up in the 38. It's not going to cut it too many nights. If we can get up in that 50 range again, we'll feel all right.
What's kind of your take on your team's three-point shooting as of late? Tonight you were a little bit better, 4 of 14. You know, still you're at 28%, a little better than the other night against Hudson where you were, 2 of 21.
Yeah. I mean, teams playing man definitely takes away, and that's kind of the nights where Colby and Peyton down low have to do a little bit more for us when it's one-on-one down low in the post and our guards aren't seeing the open looks like they would in against a zone. Tonight, you know, I think pretty much every three we took was a pretty good shot and a pretty good look for us. Anytime we can get Ava a clean look is a good thing for us. We feel pretty good about that. I think she had two tonight. And it was good to see Colby had one. She might have had two tonight, too. But getting her going again tonight was good for us. What'd she end with? She ended with probably 14, I think.
Yeah.
And a couple games where she's been single digits. Good to see her finish better and shoot well tonight for us as well. So we're going to need those two and others to keep it up from the outside and Peyton to keep doing her thing on the inside for us to make a deep run.
All right. And, big picture. You guys get the season sweep here of DNH. I know through the first few years of your coaching tenure, they're a team that gave you a lot of fits, right? But you're able to, get the sweep this season. Both teams certainly a little different looking here this time around, but have to imagine it's kind of a monkey off your guys' back, right?
Yeah, well, especially I told them, that first game is at our place and they're a different team, but we still, regardless, have not won there and we haven't shot it all that well here in the past. So I have to wipe out the records and come and show up and ready to play here. And again, we didn't shoot it all that great here, a little longer court, a little bigger atmosphere. Makes it a little tougher, but, we're glad to come away with two wins against these guys. They've had our number in the past. They're not the same team, obviously, if they have been before, but anytime you can get the kind of the crosstown rival, get them twice, you feel pretty good about it, and just hope we don't see them a third time.
That's AP Girls basketball coach Brady Driscoll. We'll catch you in Jessup here on Tuesday. Thanks
for
the time.
Thanks, Jamo.